The norms.
All right, in 3, 2, 1.
Two.
Welcome to the Never Ending Nerd Debate Podcast, where all things are on the table for discussion, and we're just nerds while doing it. I'm Christian Jordan.
And I can think of a nickname. I'm Amari Gray.
I'm Ashley Sheree.
Hatman. Yeah.
You're a
that
sick.
Was so
you know,
weird.
I know.
No, Hatman, sorry.
I'm sorry, now all of us.
I was talking standard back in my day.
Bate chocolate. Mix that chocolate chocolate.
Strawberry ice cream cones that Boots used to always eat look so good.
I'm the bat.
That's just because you fat.
I'm the bat.
If there's a place you want to go, then I'm the one who's going to know, because I'm the map.
Hey.
I'm the map. Hey. That job was fine, bro.
Clearly, I'm the oldest person here.
You
didn't like Dora?
I was too old for
Dora. She was like 25 when Dora came out.
You're married to me.
I love
you. Get off of me. Disrespectful.
Domestic disputes.
That's not. Don't say that. I just kissed her.
No, what's happening?
How old were you? Like 10?
I was too old to be sitting there waiting to respond to Dora.
The big red chicken?
Next episode.
Big red chicken was tough.
Next.
But didn't that cow have a whip too?
The blue cow.
Emma had a whip, bro.
It came out in 2000.
Really?
Yeah, I was like about 10 or 11.
And I was swiping folks
depending
out
on
here.
What part of 2000.
You were swiping? Bro, swiping.
You were swiping?
That man was jugging, bro.
Bro, swiper the fox.
That man, swiper was a thug.
That man
Which
had
makes sense because he's a fox. Fox is still.
He had the gloves too, yeah. Bro. That man wasn't leaving no traces,
some chicken eggs.
I didn't see that Michael Bay movie that came out last year. I saw like a little bit of it.
We saw it.
A Michael Bay Dora the Explorer?
We fell asleep.
Was the movie Michael Bay Dora the Explorer?
It wasn't Michael Bay.
It was a whole movie.
Michael Bay directed it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm 97%
sure. Did you watch Dora on the ship?
I'm 97% sure it was him.
We didn't fall asleep to that.
If it was Michael Bay, then why wouldn't it
be? Oh, you fell asleep?
Bruh.
Her backpack had a whole mine in it.
The temple collapsed at the end.
What's it called?
The temple collapsed?
Dora the Explorer?
Dora was never in immediate danger.
I was going to lead it into
the movies first, since we was talking about Dora the Explorer.
I don't know.
Beer.
I'm really just trying to...
Let's hit the movies first, then we'll talk about Corona.
Wait, I feel like we should go back to Corona.
Yeah.
It's like the most important part.
I feel like Dora led into Corona.
True, but this is like...
into movies.
I feel like this is the most important topic that we're talking about today.
I guess, but I was going to say, go ahead and get off your chest.
This podcast has been sponsored by Corona.
No, what?
Bro, what's wrong with you?
What if the CDC tried to sponsor? Never mind. I'm just.
What's wrong with you?
Shut up! All
right.
Wait, take two. This, who are you?
No,
we can keep it, but who are you?
I'm Christian Jordan.
I'm Amari Gray.
I'm Ashley Sheree.
Yeah.
Hatman.
But yeah, Corona.
It's Corona.
It's killing people.
Yes.
That's what the virus does. It's spreading. Like, it's showing up in different places.
Okay, so I didn't think anyone was really hip to this. I'm not going
to
lie.
First of all, a few weeks. Hip to this?
I said what I said. So I look at the news in the morning on my phone because I'm not the type of person, well, one, we don't have cable. Two, I'm not the type of person who wants to watch news because my mom gets on me about this a lot. Like, you need to watch the news because you need to know what's going on in the world. I'm like, I'd rather read about it. That's just a little bit more digestible for me versus just like hearing sadness after sadness and tragedy. So, again, I started like looking, like hearing about this like a few weeks ago. And I was just kind of like, you know, like tracking just because I'm like, you know what? I need to be aware of things like this. And I guess everyone in the world had the same thought process, also because it was just like spreading. So I was just curious, and now it's like one of the biggest public health crises that we've had in a very long time. I think since SARS, like the first time we had the SARS scare. I don't even know if it was a scare. You were young.
Oh, I was about to say swine flu was pretty big when I was in middle school.
See, to be honest,
swine flu killing folks.
Wait, to be honest, a lot of the things that have happened. Because this is just the way the media works, it sounds a lot worse than it's actually doing logistically, in a way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Did that come off wrong?
Yes. No.
No.
Because media, like,
sensationalizes
exaggerates things.
Yes.
But when it comes to a virus killing people, they're not really flexing on that. People have legit.
They might be downplaying it.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, even like with Ebola, I think they kind of sensationalize how bad it actually was affecting people. Sometimes they'll be like, because they like to peddle a negative narrative, because that's what sells more. Yes, because that's what sells more. So, like, I'm not saying that this is not a serious topic. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, sometimes the amount of coverage it gets versus what the amount of people who are actually being affected, sometimes you would think more people have actually been affected before because the coverage has been so high. So I'm not saying this one has been extremely dangerous. And like you said, this one has actually been downplayed some. What I was hearing was, like, they were saying, like, 11,000 total people have technically been infected, but, like, they said that that number could actually be closer to 75,000 because the lack of reporting in certain areas.
That's
so it's like
such a big margin.
Yes, which is really, really, really scary. And I think it's just a kind of crazy thing because I feel like you said, it kind of pops up out of nowhere, and now it's like really spreading.
Well, at first I thought it was like, because they were like, oh, it jumped from an animal to a human in this capacity, and I was thinking, oh, maybe it was just like. Because a lot of places, not trying to single out China, but a lot of places, like, will cut corners where they can. Maybe a bat somehow got in there. Bat droppings got onto the meat that people consume. But apparently, like, bat soup is something that people eat there. And that is the way that it got from an animal to a human. And I was just like, wow, this is...
That's
I'm
like
stuttering, but this is like, what is it? Like, virus movie stuff.
That's literally how the apocalypse
really
started in Zombieland. Somebody had a mad cow disease burger, and they ate it, and they turned into a zombie.
But there are humans who have had mad cow disease
that's
and have
mad,
not
bro,
turned into
wild.
Zombies.
I mean,
we ain't got no zombies walking around, so.
Not yet.
I'm
watch
out,
I will be ready for them when they come.
I hope they don't come.
Well, I hope they don't come.
I'm like, you already?
I'm going to be ready for it.
You just put a whole tin cap on your head when you said that.
So it's just interesting when you start reading, because it is like we're entering the tin cap part of YouTube podcast world. It's like conspiracies and things like, well, not that, because Zach is not into...
Wuhan ain't nothing to mess with. Get it, Wu-Tang?
tomatoes.
But I'm telling you, because I've just been watching it, and I just noticed, like, certain... Like, Wuhan first, like, went on lockdown. Then the city next to it went on lockdown. Then the city on this side went on lockdown. And I was like, this is what happens in movies. There was this short series on CW during this one summer where part of Atlanta got quarantined, and just like the world just like that area of Atlanta just descended into chaos because it's like there's lawlessness. Is that the right word?
Yeah,
you
that's
say
the
that?
Best word.
And just like just the whole structure of society breaks down, and I think it's just a very interesting thing to be reading about this, not wanting it to happen or anything like that, but these things that people think of and story tell about is like something that I'm like, no, we're watching this play out, and how are we going to avoid being like fearful of people, because I do worry about that, like people being like xenophobic towards Asian people, because this stuff that happens in wartime, like as soon as it's like, oh, like when we went to war with Germany, when we were like, I don't know why I want to repeat myself.
Whoa,
like
mustard gas?
No, not even that. But it's just like stuff that had German names. Like people were like, rename it. We're not doing that no more. Erase that. Yeah. You sound like your last name
World
is German. Oh, you look Asian. Like when people, like
that
Japanese people were relocated at certain times in American history.
Crazy.
And it's just stuff I'd never heard about before. And I'm just like, I worry about specific groups of people when stuff like this happens. So a lot of health officials are saying, like, just like you would fight off disease or like sickness or anything like that, make sure you're washing your hands.
Don't
make
touch
sure
your
you're
face.
Not touching your face when you're in public.
That's such a hard one.
Y'all
to be
need
honest.
To clean
you
your
don't
nails.
Realize how often you go like this, especially when you got facial.
Clean.
You really don't realize how often.
Make sure
you do
you're
that.
Wiping your hands and cleaning your nails. It's like just how you would prepare for flu season. Take care of yourself.
Fun fact: do you know those masks most of the people, when they wear those masks, they're actually not beneficial. You're supposed to get the ones that are covered. If it doesn't have a seal, then it's not actually as beneficial. The only reason it's beneficial is because you're not touching that part of your mouth where diseases can easily be ingested. Yeah. So just be really careful, like you said, about making sure you don't touch your face. Like, that's a big one. And if you are feeling a little sick, make sure that you take proper precautions. I know, like they were saying today, as of time of recording, that we had the first case in Boston and in the United States specifically, they are like setting up several different military bases that could be used for quarantine if it comes to that point. So like, I know the United States is taking it very, very seriously. But one thing, and I know it makes sense why it happens, but it still like irks me a little bit, is we only think about ourselves so much in the United States. Like, some of this stuff is affecting so many other countries. Like, apparently it spreads to over like 24 countries. We don't care. We only care about like it affecting us and stuff like that, which I know why, but it's still like, make sure that you are looking out for your fellow human in general. Like, not trying to be funny.
It was just funny how you said it.
Because like, even going into like, because low key this is like the end of the world type stuff in general. Like, we were talking about how, you know, as the time we're recording, 4 days ago, there was an earthquake that hit in Jamaica. It was a 7.7 on the magnitude scale.
Dang.
But the only reason that it got reported, even any that it did, was because they said that they were worried about it affecting Miami. I was like, bro. I was looking at news stories, and the ending statement was, yes, it was a 7.7, a 6.6 aftershock. But it really didn't affect Miami like that.
Which is crazy.
I was like, bro.
Because what? Isn't Jamaica like a small territory of the U.S.? No? Or is that just Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico and the Philippines.
So if I apologize for being ignorant to it. I'm just thinking, like, I don't know who's like a British colony and who's like U.S. territory sometimes. And that's on me because I have not looked at a map really since like global issues in college. Which I really knew maps well back then. But even with that, though, but it's still, I think it's wrong to just be focused on us, like you were saying, but at the same time, it's like, you do have to be focused on your territory as well. But yeah, let's be good to our fellow human.
Well, the U.S. doesn't necessarily get involved in too many things. UN's coming, which is everybody.
The U.S. don't get involved into a lot of things.
Bro, I'm talking,
let's not know the U.S.
Not the good stuff, okay? The humanitarian stuff. We're not going to try to fight the coronavirus because it's
the right thing to do.
The fact that China, first of all, it's baffling me. The fact that China built an entire like facility in like 10 days to stop the spread of the virus. So we'll put it in this little building we just made in 10 days. It's a big building too.
I've seen that.
10 days.
They had the architecture ready, bro.
They knew
what they was doing.
No. China, I'm not sure if it was a Japanese country. I don't know if this was Japan or not, but China for sure is known for like, if our road caves in, you know how the highway was messed up for months? They went out there, they were like,
an entire sinkhole that happened in a major highway in 2 days.
Right now.
A big sinkhole.
Like, they're like, no, we're taking care of like our city. We're trying to take care of our people because they are very, I'm just saying that their country, like their mentality of country, how we're very like, well, I'm gonna protect me and my family. But like China, like it's just very, you've seen this, we've all seen this just in like Asian culture where it's like we're community focused. Yeah. So we take care of each other.
Yeah, and even like, I'm not sure if it's China or Japan. I don't remember where it is, but in one of those countries, it's like their public restrooms are actually really clean. Like, because it's like they're like, no, you take care of the place that you live at. Like, you're not walking into a bathroom there and then it's like
there's not a bunch of gum on the walls.
Have you seen a public restroom?
He's been to China, so
was it not? Maybe it was a different. What's the correct word? Oriental country?
How?
I was trying to be proper.
Asian?
Just because you're trying doesn't mean you did.
How is Oriental incorrect?
Oriental is a flavor of ramen.
What year are we in? No, we do not use that term with Asian people. No.
Oriental's offensive?
No, stop saying it. Stop saying it.
I didn't know.
Boom. You know now, so you don't have to keep saying
the correct term. Asian?
Yes.
What?
Asia is an entire continent. It encompasses everything.
All of the countries there.
Do not say, like, I can't remember. You know how you learn something when you're younger? You don't remember exactly why it's wrong, but you know it's wrong? That is wrong.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
When you say Oriental, you may be talking about ramen noodles. No, new package. Bro, if, new package.
Is that a thing, too? Let's move on.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
And speaking of really good movies that have... I got a legit reason. So, like, one of the things that, like, I am kind of into is movies. So what they were saying is during the Chinese New Year, typically it's, like, their highest traffic for movies. And they said that either this year or next year that China's, their box office was actually supposed to surpass the United States box office for worldwide, which is really, really crazy. So they were saying that because of the stuff that happened in that province, they won't be able to have people go to the movies. It's because they don't want a chance to type of communal experiences. Mm. So, like, they've closed all the movie theaters in those areas and stuff like that. And it was, like, it's low-key been affecting, like, Doolittle and other movies over there. Doolittle actually tried to play in some of their box office based off of foreign markets because they did trash here. Thanks. And they were going to do trash over there, but, like... it's kind of crazy to think about all the different movies that have come out this year. What is some of the movies that you guys are most excited for in 2020?
Quick thing, this fun fact, because you said that about their movie market. In January in the States, that's apparently where
trash
companies... Yeah, I didn't know that until more recently that, like, oh, we don't really know what to do with this movie, or this is a movie that's not really that... Like, I didn't know January was the dumping ground for those type of movies.
Because December, right before, November, December, and a little bit of October, now, the way they've structured the releases, that's prime for award season. So you do all your award season movies around that time, and just because people don't get a chance to watch all the movies that they should... They try to move all of their popular movies that they think could win an award to later in the year. So the earlier in the year it is, they assume the worse the movie is going to be. Fun facts.
All right.
So what movies are you guys most excited?
Christian nominees?
Oh, my movie that I'm looking forward to this year. Honestly, we were talking about this before the podcast. I'm like, I really don't even have that many this year thus far because, like, I don't watch ads that much, like, commercial, and stuff like that.
Facts.
And I used to work at a movie theater, but I don't anymore.
Look at you moving up in the world.
Yeah, so I'm not, like, current on what's coming out and stuff like that right now. So the only thing I can think of really, like, I want to see Wonder Woman, but I'm not like, that's like my hype movie of the year and stuff like that. Like, I don't have any hype movies of the year, but one movie that I am slick excited to see, not gonna flex, Godzilla versus King Kong. I think it's just gonna be a good time. Oh, we have a Godzilla right here. I'm just like, that,
no,
bro.
I'm not.
I remember, like, it was a few months back, they leaked
Godzilla poster behind you, little Donkey Kong hooking, bro.
It was like a 3-second movie clip, and it was just like, it was like King Kong throwing a punch at Godzilla, and like everybody was just going wild. I was like, bruh, that jump's gonna be tough. The last time they did that was like the 70s or 80s, and that movie was dookie.
It was
kind of
cool back then.
No, that was trash for back then.
Did you have their action figures? I can picture you.
No, I never had a Godzilla. Yeah,
that man just had a monkey.
I had a
monkey
and a dinosaur.
A banana reptar.
Donkey Kong and reptar.
I had like a lot of like superhero toys, like Buzz Lightyear, car toys, stuff like that. But yeah, so I want to see that. I'm usually more excited for like movies that look like they're gonna be intriguing, like story-wise and things like that, but Godzilla is like one of those things where it's just good to sit back and have a good time while things just get blown up. People were like trashing the last one. They were like, oh, the story for the last Godzilla wasn't that good. You don't go to Godzilla to see a story. You go to see a giant lizard blow up cities. Like, why are you complaining about the story? But so that's a movie that I'm looking forward to this year. True. I want to see King Kong and Godzilla hook. Zilla better win. The jump better not end in a tie. That'd be lame.
Can't come. Anyway, on to a real movie. Fast and Furious 9 coming out this year.
That dude.
9?
Ellen.
Yeah.
Fast 9.
I feel like it should be 10.
That Hobbs and Shaw is a spinoff. Tokyo Drift is a spinoff. That movie that trailer came out the other day. I am excited. There's a person that's in that movie who's going to make a whole game changer.
His name is John Cena.
I
Were you about to tell him not to say something? That was in the trailer.
I know, but I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Oh, yeah, I saw like a little thumbnail. It was like, this character.
I knew John Cena was in it, but
I'm kind of taking on the mentality.
Gotcha, gotcha. Y'all, that one.
That's ugly. They dropped The Rock just to replace that man with John Cena.
That's not what
happened.
It's not what happened, but that's kind of what happened.
That's not what happened at all. You don't follow the
moral of the rest of
it. I've been watching them for years now.
I've seen all of them. I know the whole story. Don't say that.
Are you going to say that in the same line wrestling for
no! They're behind the scenes. The Rock has beef with Vin Diesel, and he has beef with Tyrese Gibson.
So they
What actually happened is they spin them off to make a bunch more money. They're gonna come back for the last one together, and everybody's gonna fight. And it's gonna be even more when it's John Cena versus The Rock because of their wrestling history.
Is 10 supposed to be the last one?
I think 10 or 11.
Oh, that ain't going with. If Tokyo Drift pull, what are you gonna do though? That man, high schooler,
street racer.
Just
thought about that. Slay that audio part. Yeah! That's how it felt. So, my movie that I am anticipating is Wonder Woman. Is it 84 or 89? Because I'm thinking about 1984, the book, but it's 1989?
It was 84.
You're right.
Okay, because I was thinking about the book and I wasn't sure if I was right. But let me tell you, when I saw her out there flying and the lightning and the rope on the light out, the lasso was on the lightning. On the lightning, y'all.
The soundtrack was pretty dope for that joke.
What? But we all love the 80s too, I think, is one part of it. Like 80s soundtrack, we all.
Yeah.
We're Stranger Things fans, so like that soundtrack, that era is like really.
Just saying that we would be decimated by like real 80s people because like Stranger Things is like a homage to the 80s, so it'd be like.
Homage?
No, because it's like, oh, we like the 80s because we like Stranger Things. It's like, no, they made Stranger Things because they like the 80s. This is the real 80s type of stuff. You know what I mean?
True.
It's like secondhand.
Hold up. That suit. The gold suit. I was just like, yes, I'm here for it. I'm going to be in that theater like, yes, square up. Run up. Run up on Wonder Woman.
We got two posters of the people.
Run up on her. Bro. See what happens. See how you get dealt with. I'm
when
ready.
When she was riding the lightning.
I'm like, who does that? So I'm curious to see Chris Pine character. I want the explanation.
That's the only thing that I'm like.
If you don't do that right,
I'll still probably like the movie.
And it's the most.
I'll be upset about that part. Because even with Wonder Woman, as much as I love Wonder Woman, the last snip, like 10 minutes of that movie, I was like.
Oh, bro.
It was for somebody. I heard a lot of people who said that, like,
it wasn't
for
me.
It wasn't for me.
What's
your movie?
I'm
going to
wrap it up. That was quick.
Can I say my movie? This man always be trying to cut me off. I love Wonder Woman, so I'm really excited for that. But if I had to say another one that no one said, Ruh-ro! I'm super excited to see that movie, School, because one, we're gonna go see it together because it comes out. It comes out for my birthday, and I'll be doing anything you want for yours. So she gonna be in the theater right next to me. We gonna see it in the theaters. I can't wait. I love Scooby Doo
and
Shaggy.
I love Scooby Doo too.
We paying. It's our money.
They got a joint account now.
And she paying.
What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
But you gotta physically swipe the card.
She be doing that sometimes. She be like, I got it.
I'm like, y'all, it's on me. Slides
our money.
Go ahead and take this card real quick.
I'm also really excited because The Rock is like one of my favorite actors. So he has a movie coming out this year, Jungle Cruise.
I thought you were about to say voicing somebody in Scooby Doo.
You remember all the Shaggy memes?
Oh,
why is that so long ago?
Oh my goodness.
Bro, the Shaggy memes were last decade, bro.
I can't stand.
Take my mic.
I think it's time to end.
Those Shaggy memes were killing me, bro.
Listen here,
those things were funny.
And although I don't know how I feel about it, Mulan is going to be interesting.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. It's just Quiet Place like, no hype for. Oh yeah. Quiet Place.
John Krasinski.
He's a great director.
It's
looking like they're it's gonna be a movie that takes place like directly after the second one.
Yeah,
because she still got the rap on her foot.
Yeah.
That scene was Oh, just.
That was a very interesting. Oh, man. Stone. I'm very excited.
Bird Box 3? Just kidding.
With that being said, we have reached.
You didn't see 2? You didn't? You didn't see 2?
I can't John Cena. Bird Box. Ooh, that movie was so. It wasn't bad, but it was so overhyped. And I'm like, literally The Happening. Literally, like that movie exists 3 other times. I just really like Sandra Bullock. Like, it wasn't bad, but I was just like, come on.
You didn't like Boy and Girl?
MGK. Oh, yeah. He ain't even seen it. You ain't like,
I saw parts of
you're
it.
Like,
with you,
the machine, the male and female. You didn't like them.
What they call Boy and Girl?
Tom and Jill.
They were called Boy and Girl.
He didn't know that. He was stubborn to get it out.
How did I say it? They know what I'm gonna
do. With that being said, this has been another rendition of the Never Ending Nerd Debate. TNEND. Watching on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Hit the bell so that you're notified when we upload next. Drop a comment in the comment section to keep the debate / discussion going. If you're watching on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, then be sure to drop a comment and hit us with a 5-star rating if you enjoy the podcast. If not, leave it alone. Don't negatively impact our algorithm. With that being said, thank you so much. We enjoy the view, we enjoy the listen, and we will see you guys on the next one.
Algorithm. Hat man.
You might need to bleep out Oriental.
No, I'm a sick. I was clearly like
he was ignorant and he found out new information.
But if someone said the N word, I feel like
that is not the N word.